USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Guardsmen and local law enforcement used pepper spray and flashbangs to disperse protesters in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota Tuesday as tensions ran high for a third straight night following the cop killing of Dante Wright. 60 people in the area were arrested Tuesday night. Dante was being arrested for an armed robbery warrant when the cop mistook her service revolver for a taser during the struggle. Health officials stress that there have been no reports of serious side effects with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, and even with J&J, there's only 6 cases of blood clots reported so far. Janet Woodcock, the acting Food and Drug Administration commissioner, said the pause could be for a matter of days. A CNN director admitted that the network actively worked to get President Trump out of office, even creating propaganda on issues they knew little about to further the goal. In a secretly recorded conversation, CNN technical director Charlie Chester said, "Look what we did. We, as in CNN, got Trump out." USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Coinbase, the country's largest cryptocurrency exchange, is expected to go public today at what could be a valuation better than $100 billion. This gives crypto a Wall Street seal of legitimacy after an early existence marred by ties to illicit goods. The Nasdaq last night gave Coinbase a $250 per share reference price. Several former Trump administration officials are starting a new political group looking to promote the 45th president's policies. Former Trump domestic policy head Brooke Rollins announced the launch of the America First Policy Institute in a video on Tuesday. Former Trump White House advisors Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump will be informal advisors to the new group. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday will try to advance a bill that could lead to reparations for black Americans as part of a broader effort to address centuries of enslavement. It does face an uphill climb in Congress, where prominent Republicans oppose the measure, and none have joined the 175 Democrats who signed on as co-sponsors. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As President Biden moves forward with a very expensive infrastructure bill, it is being brought to the attention of the president. Completing the U.S.-Mexico border is infrastructure. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
North Carolina Representative Madison Cawthorn has taken a unique approach to trying to get the southern border wall completed. Cawthorn introduced the Donument Act Tuesday, a nod to former President Donald Trump. The bill would establish the border wall as a national monument, permanently protecting it from alteration. Republicans have cited President Biden's decision to halt construction on the wall as one of the reasons for the current surge of illegal crossings at the border. Senator John Thune believes the wall is also a vital piece of infrastructure. The South Dakota Republican says finishing its construction would address a national security issue.
One of the things they could do, there's been a lot of talk about infrastructure. The administration is talking about infrastructure bill. One important piece of infrastructure is to finish building the border wall. That would be really important, and it's already been funded. Congress has appropriated money for that. The administration has chosen not to take those dollars and to finish building out the wall. We heard from Border Patrol how important the wall is and how critical it is to the security down there.
Charles Schwab Corporation says it accidentally sent more than $1 million to Kalen Spadoni in Harvey, Louisiana. Schwab blamed the issue on software. When the company realized the mistake and attempted to take the money back, it was gone and Spadoni wasn't answering her phone. Spadoni was arrested earlier this week and fired from her job as a 911 dispatcher. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.